Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you are part of Sheffield's radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.92 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Every Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic lights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Choosing your battles, pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, and if you fold it up, hey, Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, time for Africa. Listen to your guide, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line. Vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on and feed them, this is your moment. Hesitation. Today's your day. I feel it. You pave the way. Believe it. If you get down, get up. Oh, oh. When you get down, get up. Hey, hey. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. Tamina, mina, hey, hey. Waka, waka, hey, hey. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. For Africa.
Africa. Jungle, eh, eh, jungle.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'm Lewis Wright.
How are you both?
I'm good, thank you.
A bit soggy, but
bit soggy,
good.
Yeah. It's not very nice outside,
yeah.
Is it?
No.
I thought I'd start the show off with Shakira's Waka Waka, this time for Africa. It's World Cup Day.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah, it is.
After a 3.5 year wait this time, rather than the four, with the previous World Cup in Qatar being in winter the last time, so I've had a slightly less time to wait.
Yeah.
But it still felt like a long time coming.
Yeah, it did, to be fair, but it's very exciting, this one, even though, you know, it's in America and we won't go into that. But yeah, it's still a great time. Beer gardens are expected to be very full, I would imagine.
I'm hoping the weather stays okay for the next month.
Yes, yeah.
One of my locals, the British Oak in Mosborough, shout out to them, always put on every football tournament, international, they've always got a big screen at the back.
Oh, lovely.
And it draws in crowds and crowds of people.
Fantastic. Get there early so you can get a seat.
Get there early, get yourself a drink, avoid the queues.
Yeah.
The Waka Waka was actually sampled by a Cameroonian song by a band called The Golden Sounds.
Oh, okay.
And it was sampled for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, appropriately. Mm. But they did it to include all of Africa rather than one Africa, as it was the first tournament to be held in the continent at the time. Mm. Still is today, actually.
Fantastic.
And on this day as well, the South Africa World Cup opened, bang on this day, 16 years ago.
Oh,
now,
really?
Oh, wow.
Where Sifiso Tshabalala's iconic goal to send South Africa in the lead against Mexico, who have also played together today as well in the opening match at the historic Estadio Azteca in Mexico City.
Oh,
so I look forward to watching that.
16-year-long rivalry finally coming into fruition.
It's about time.
Yeah.
8 o'clock kickoff, not too bad, considering some of the times we were expected to see some games.
You can watch it in your pyjamas, that's okay.
3 o'clock in the morning, some of the games, 5 in the morning as well. If you want to watch them live, just figure out your sleep schedule.
Just buy a load of Red Bull and you'll be fine.
A load of Red Bull, Monster, you name it. Caffeine.
Yeah.
Really strong coffee.
Really strong coffee.
And it also included Rush's Tom Sawyer getting their North American tour underway just on Sunday, featuring the new drummer, Annika Niles, who absolutely killed it with that song, Tom Sawyer. It's been all over my socials, just watching her play, and she got a massive cheer from the crowd after performing that solo.
Fantastic.
And if you missed last week's show, speaking of a bit of Rush, we had a massive Rush fan in our old friend Josh Gollidge. You can listen to that previously on the website. It was such a cracker of a show last week.
It was, yeah.
He's a lovely guy.
Five people in the studio chatting away. We had a bit of Bond talk, we had some Rush talk, and just general music talk.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting his new song as well, so give that a listen if you can. It's one of the best shows I've had, I think.
Yeah, some great insights into AI and music as well there.
Yeah, a lot of good topics. A lot of good topics indeed. And speaking of bands as well on tour, or going on tour, Deep Purple have another song out.
They do, yeah.
As part of their new album Splat, which releases in just under a month.
Okay.
So we haven't got that long to wait. We still can't find a radio edit version of their first song titled Arrogant Boy, but we can play this one because it doesn't have any swear words in it or anything.
Good.
And only released just the other day, I think Monday. So it's brand new.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the press, as you say. We're going to play it for you now. This would be the first time I've listened to this, actually, so you get a bit of a live reaction.
Yeah.
I just had to check, just
make sure they'll know.
Make sure, if you go on Spotify or any streaming platforms, if it says an E next to it, just we can't play it.
Yeah.
But we are going to go in with Deep Purple's Diablo and, enjoy this.
She chose. Had you been given anything you want when you to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Deep Purple with Diablo here on Communities Live, and it's a typical Deep Purple song, just from the opening riff to the end.
Sounds very reminiscent of the older stuff that they used to do.
Yeah, and with the keyboard and everything.
Yes, yeah.
They've never given that up.
Yeah.
They start the tour in later on this year. I'm going to one of the shows myself in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that very much. So, they've still got it.
Yeah, they're, banger.
They're continuing as normal. Aging and everything, but aging like fine wine, as they say.
Exactly.
There is definitely only a few original members left from the original band. But still, at least we've got Ian Gillan on vocals still.
Yeah.
I think the influence is such a strong one as well that it makes it easier for new band members to come in and like take that energy up, you know, because it's such an iconic feel to them.
Yeah, well, many bands have done that.
And,
most of the time it's worked.
Yeah.
So, but we going to jump in quickly to some more music, because this is a special request from Lewis.
Hello.
Would you like to explain this song a little bit and then introduce it? Because I've not heard this song.
I don't really know how to explain it that well. I thought it was one of this band's more popular songs, the band being Wire. But then everyone I know, even people who do like Wire, have not heard this song. And I just think it's great, and I think it's really underrated. It's got a bizarre name, quite difficult to search. It's basically some coordinates, but we'll, I think, just play the song, and then we can say the name at the end.
Yeah, it might even mention it in the title, so we'll leave you with it, and then we're just going to try and just say the song at the end.
Interrupting my train of thought lines.
That was Wire with, I'm trying to say this like without getting tongue-tied or anything. MapRef 41, degrees N 93, degrees W.
Yeah, catchy. Catchy title, innit?
Try saying that after a few.
Yeah, I did actually Google the actual map reference locations to see if it was anything significant, and it's just a random bit of farmland in America, so it's, I think they just wanted to confuse people with that title.
It just shows a random piece of land, saying, right, just put any coordinates in, see where it is, and we'll just write something.
Literally just some randomly owned farmland, yeah.
That's one of the weirdest titles. A unique title is a good thing.
Yeah. But it's pretty punk, though, so you got to respect it. It's
one of the weirdest song titles I've seen, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of America, there's a bit of a quiz to go on. It's been a few weeks since we did our last quiz.
Yeah.
So I just decided yesterday, just had a bit of a light bulb moment. So what if it's World Cup Day, why not some questions?
Mm.
We haven't had a chance, of course, to do them in the last few weeks. We've been busy and having guests.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of questions here, and I will announce the answers next week. So the first question is, in the 2010 South African World Cup, who was the only team in the tournament to go unbeaten, despite being knocked out in the group stage? Of course, that gives it a little clue away. It wasn't Spain who went on to win the title that year. This is a bit of a music one next, tied in. In the opening ceremony to the 1994 American World Cup, which of these musicians infamously missed a penalty? Was it Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, or Chaka Khan? Don't Google these, by the way. I know we're not going to see it, but just...
We'll know.
We'll know. Who is the top scorer of all time in the World Cup? As of today, it might change after the tournament, but as of today, the 11th of June, 2026. The clue is he's a German player, which narrows it down a bit slightly, but I can't give too much away.
No.
And the final question, which player was sent off for England during the infamous game against Argentina in the round of 16 during the France 1998 World Cup? Formerly a Manchester United player. That's your clue. So... do your best to answer these.
Get your thinking caps on.
If you're a football fan, you might well know these, but if not, give it a go anyways. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a change from thinking of a sweepstake.
Yeah.
Sweepstakes are just... Yeah, I don't know how to describe sweepstakes.
They're great when you win.
They're great when you win, but when you lose, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, you just got to pick the right team and then you're fine.
I do a sweeps at every tournament, so when the Euros comes round and the World Cup.
Yeah.
One of my mum's old friends always organises a sweepstake. I always get an email about it close to the World Cup or Euros. So I did mine. It's you choose, this time it would be six teams because there's 48 this year. It's the biggest World Cup. Biggest World Cup with teams.
Okay, fantastic.
In history. And you always use like saying, who's going to score the most points in this group? And it goes down in ranks. So you've got like, the top 10 like countries. So you've got like Argentina, France, etc. Then it goes down then to each country. Then it goes to like, the bottom ones, like the lower ranked ones who are probably making the debut. Then who's, well, how many... goals will the top scorer score? Not necessarily who's going to score the most. I think they changed that because it was hard to predict. And who's going to concede the most as well. And there's a nice prize pot at the end, depending on how many people enter.
Have you ever won?
No.
No, fair enough.
I know I came close one year. I was in like the top half at least.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And... yeah, but I've never won as of yet.
Maybe this is the year, though.
Maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the year, indeed. We'll have to wait 6 days for England to play their first game, though. Croatia on Wednesday next week, 9 o'clock kickoff.
Too bad compared to some of them.
Not too bad. You'll probably get the lowdown on next week's show, the day after.
Yeah.
Where are people watching the game? Just a general question. Are you watching it in the pub? Are you just going to watch it in the comfort of your own home? Where are people going to watch it? Because I know sometimes, some of the times the kickoff might be a bit difficult. Where is everybody? Just a general question for the public.
I mean, maybe a pub for some of the earlier ones. Like this one starting at 9, that can maybe be done at the pub. or maybe the first half at the pub down the road from my house and then go home for the second half. But I think for a lot of them, yeah, it's going to be snuggled up with a blanket and a hot chocolate kind of time. Maybe a Bailey's hot chocolate to keep you know, keep the theme going.
Keep the theme going. You don't watch football that much, Brad.
I'm not really much of a football fan.
Any
myself.
Family members?
My stepdad's a United fan, so he might be watching.
He might be watching it.
Yeah, but
I know pubs they're struggling at the minute. Unfortunately, in the country, an average of I think I saw about four last time I checked. An average of four close every week, which is heartbreaking, especially the smaller ones too. Yeah, so this will heavily boost the revenue, which it desperately needs. Hopefully the weather stays okay as well. As I said, beer garden at the start of the show. But there's also television money as well that will be raised with the coverage.
Yeah, true.
Wherever you're watching it or wherever in the world. But we have our neighbours up north, Scotland, also in the World Cup this year for the first time since France 98. They play on, our time, it will be Sunday morning at 2 o'clock.
The prime slot.
Those many Scottish people a bit unhappy about the kickoff time.
Yeah, understandable.
Their first game gets away Sunday morning, literally first thing Sunday morning, against Haiti. Who are competing in their first World Cup in absolutely years.
Okay. What are people saying Scotland's chances are?
Of course, the Scottish are confident. They believe in themselves a lot, which they should do.
Yeah.
They've got a bit of a difficult group mind, Brazil being the main challenge, but also Morocco, who reached the semi-finals in Qatar 4 years ago. Becoming only the second African team to do so, apart from Ghana in 2010.
Oh wow! Fantastic.
So they've got a bit of a difficult team. Well, a bit of a difficult group.
Yeah.
But one thing I've seen with Scotland is they never give up on anything. They could be getting beat 5-0 and still not give up.
Best way to be, isn't it?
Not to sound unpatriotic, but it would be so funny if Scotland won way, way better than England. It would be so funny.
Yeah, but we'd get absolutely slated for the next...
Forever. It would be silence in the pubs for the next month. Everyone just kind of staring into their pint, melancholy.
Just not a word.
Yeah, exactly.
just sat there like that.
The second someone's got an iron brew, they're getting beaten up, you know?
Right, nobody buy that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get into another World Cup song, this time an England-themed one, featuring the famous rap from the one and only John Barnes. Good classic England song. I'm not playing Three Lions yet, by the way. I'm not doing that just yet.
We'll do that next week, after the next game.
Well, see how England do first. Yeah. If they get far, might do, but I've made the mistake in the past playing Three Lions early, and look what's happened. But we're going to play some New Order, a bit more sensible to play this time. Yeah. And as I mentioned, John Barnes' iconic rap. And here's World in Motion.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch. Up the chase, beat the man, take him on.
up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
New Order with World in Motion here on Communities Live, a classic song for every tournament when England competes. Mm. As I mentioned, the John Barnes rap. If you've watched Gavin and Stacey, you might recognise that from that one scene.
Yeah.
Where Smithy walks through the door and starts bursting into song in typical James Corden fashion.
I do remember that scene, yeah. Not seen it for a long time, but I do remember.
And then they sort of brought it back with the Christmas special a few years ago, but they did Elton John Step Into Christmas instead.
Oh, yeah.
Where Gavin and his mum and dad also joined in as well in both times.
Yeah.
An iconic scene. And speaking of Smithy, if anyone remembers 2010 as well, when he met the England squad by accident as part of a comic relief sketch.
Oh, no, I do remember that.
Relief, one of the two.
Yeah, no, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, you meeting the likes of like Rio Ferdinand, John Terry, etc.
Yeah.
It was a funny sketch to watch at the time.
James Corden's got everywhere, actually, thinking about it.
I don't know what he's doing now since he left the Late Late Show. Apart from the Gavin Stacey the other year.
True.
I don't know what he's up to.
He's probably just enjoying being rich, I would imagine.
Yeah, just American money.
Yeah, true.
American money. This is a unique tournament, as I mentioned, the 48 teams. But it's also the first World Cup where three countries are hosting. Alongside America, we've got Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, that's very exciting, to be fair. It's bizarre because America is huge. Like, they definitely have enough stadiums for all of them, but it's probably a good thing to have it in some different spots.
Yeah, it's a lot of travelling, though.
Yeah,
true.
England's first game will be in Dallas. Well, it's deemed as Dallas, but the actual town's called Arlington, where the arena is, in Texas.
Okay.
The AT&T Stadium, where you might... Any NFL fans might know the Dallas Cowboys who play there.
Oh, okay.
And then we're in Boston. Well, as it's another one, it's deemed as Boston, but the actual town's called Foxborough. The Gillette Stadium, where the New England Patriots play.
Oh, okay.
A lot of American football, stadiums are used because of the sheer size of them.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense as well. Yeah.
And we're in New Jersey for the final game against Panama. As well, so a lot of travel, mainly towards the east side of America. I don't know, depending where we end up, we might venture into Canada or Mexico.
Yeah.
I've read so many things about England's potential routes, I'm like, how many routes are there here?
Yeah.
Like, usually I can keep track of like who we could get and everything and the potential kickoff times, but I can't this year.
Logistical nightmare, yeah.
Logistical nightmare. Just moving on from World Cup slightly, I don't want to bore everyone with too much football talk, although I am very excited for today. I can't help that, I'm sorry.
No,
I saw something this morning. A pub in Oxford. Mick Jagger makes a random appearance in there.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And also has a drink and dines with the people in there.
Oh, fantastic.
Planet Rock's Facebook page just this morning before I got into the studio, I was like, okay. I mean, I know I mentioned a few weeks ago where he was around my end of the woods back in the day where he visited another local pub. Sadly, no longer with us, but he just made an appearance in Oxford, just as you do.
Yeah, just doing side quests. It's great.
Just doing side quests before the big album comes out.
Exactly.
And for the Champions League final, he was in Budapest as well, watching Arsenal. His favoured football team.
Oh, fantastic.
So he's here, there and everywhere, Mick.
Sounds like he's having a lot of fun, doesn't
he? He
may as well. He may as well. And he also did a bit of a performance as well. We don't have any video footage, unfortunately, that we can play, but... I think it's an excuse to play a Rolling Stones song shortly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the best we could do. It doesn't say the name of the songs or anything he performed, but he ended up joining a folk session, which is held in the pub.
Oh, okay, interesting.
In Oxford's Oriel College. And the pub was called The Half Moon. Information just coming through there.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone lives around Oxford or was there last night...
You're a bit too late, sorry.
We're a small radio station in Sheffield. I know we're a bit further up north than Oxford. But do get in touch with us because we'd like to know your experience. Because I don't know what I'd do if I was there. How would I feel? How would you both feel if I just walked in and just saw Mick Jagger just singing away, having a pint?
I'd probably just be convinced it's an impersonator for the whole time and be belligerently denying that it's him to his face.
Take your glasses off, wipe them.
Yeah, you look a bit like him, but come on.
The meme from Spider-Man where Tobey Maguire takes his glasses off because he can see without his glasses now because he's got the spider thing, but it'd just be our version where we can have to clean them and be like, Nick, is that you? Not just a tribute act?
And then he start kind of doing clicks and moving around. Be like,
which you can still very much do at the ripe old age of 83. He still moves like he's in his prime. Well,
like he's being held up by strings a lot of the time, almost.
Yeah, but iconic nonetheless. I decided on the Rolling Stones "Jumpin' Jack Flash" for the next song. Good it's choice. An excuse to play Rolling Stones, of course, with that iconic riff as well. And we're just going to leave you with it.
Jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike
and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones here on Communities Live as an excuse for Mick Jagger making an appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a Stone song I just chose off the top of my head. It's also featured on the Prime adverts, Amazon Prime that is, Prime Video I should call it actually, that's the actual name of it. So if you're browsing through your channel, you'll recognise that song because of Prime Video.
You don't need to Shazam it anymore, you know the title. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to us.
Yeah.
Final few minutes of the show, and some good news actually about a music venue in Sheffield that I just found out yesterday, thanks to Brad, sending information into our little group chat. Do you know this venue very well?
I'm not sure if I've ever been myself.
Ever performed in there?
No, I saw it on Facebook yesterday morning, so I thought, you know, might be something worth...
The venue is Gut Level on Chapel Walk, kind of hidden away in Sheffield, John, down an alley.
Yeah.
You may have seen it walking through there if you've gone into town and going towards the Fargate or any shops next door. But that has been purchased by Music Venue Properties to make it secure and safe, so we don't lose another venue. We've already lost the Red Mill.
Rest in peace.
And we've lost the Green Room.
Yep.
The O2 Academy, which was as it was before. Too many music venues lost. And that's not just in Sheffield either, across the country as well.
Yeah.
Which is very sad to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just speaking of the Red Mill, I think the pulp plaque's gone.
How is it?
When I walked past last week, I never got a chance to mention it because we were having such a good time with Josh talking away. I didn't see it on the front when I was walking past. It's got the new sign up, the electric, on the outside, but I didn't see the pulp plaque. So whether someone's taken it or Jarvis himself has chiselled it off the wall.
I'm sure he was there in the night. Yeah.
Tram Lines last year, you wanted to
try and get it.
He said, has anyone got a chisel and a hammer or something like that?
Yeah.
Which he deserves it, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm pleased that Gut Level has been purchased for secure. Purchased, really, and to keep it going.
Yeah.
The live music scenes are very important, not just. Yeah. Sheffield, even though a lot of famous people have risen from the venues.
There's many
across the country as well.
Yeah,
smaller ones and larger ones, but plenty there. At least we've still got the likes of West Street Live going as well. Yeah.
True. I guess it's a sign, though, isn't it? Everyone get out and get listening. You know,
to support your local music.
Yeah.
To be honest, even if it's just in a pub, just that's not renowned for
even if it's a band you've never heard of, just give them a chance.
You might have discovered the next big thing.
Yeah, and if it's not enjoyable, get really drunk, and it might get more enjoyable.
that is something that a prime example of a pub we've lost making bands is in Birmingham, the Crown, which is famous for Black Sabbath's first ever gig there.
Oh, really?
The building's still there. It's listed, so it's going nowhere in terms of demolition or anything.
So is it something else now?
It's just it's got Black Sabbath pictures on the outside. It still has the Crown logo, Crown Freehouse or whatever it said.
But just not really in use.
No, I think it should be made into a little museum if they've got the space.
Yeah.
Or like a Black Sabbath shrine.
Yeah, even definitely. If like a Black Sabbath themed pub, like pub museum.
Yeah.
Well, I might go move to Birmingham.
Yeah. Just like Ozzy would have wanted. Yes.
Yeah. The his funeral last year actually, he passed the crown as well. The hearse passed the crown as well. Yeah. Rather fitting. The Iron Maiden pub still there. They're still. In London. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. I've seen it recently, but it's slipped my mind. But that's still going, and it says the sign outside where Iron Maiden first performed.
Mm-hmm.
And suitably they sell Trooper as well.
Yeah, so they should.
It'd be rude if they didn't, and it wouldn't make sense. But yes, music venues important. Keep them going. Any other business like a shop, a restaurant, a pub. Keep it going because we're struggling in today's economy.
I think especially like independent places is always good, and the people are going to care a lot more than if you just go to some big chain where they hire teenagers that are just there for the money.
Yeah. And then maybe get rid of them after a few months. It's difficult to see. But the final few minutes of the show before we get into a final song, another kind of a World Cup song. It's not your normal World Cup song, but it has been adopted by England as of recent years. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But before we head into that song, has anybody got anything planned for the next week or so? Apart from watching the World Cup, maybe.
I'm cat sitting over the weekend.
Cat sitting, yeah. What is cat sitting? I know I'm more familiar with dog sitting, but is cat sitting similar?
Just the same, but with cats instead of dogs. Cats. Yeah,
and they can actually go outside with. Or is it a house cat?
House cats.
Lewis?
It was my dad's birthday recently, so we're having all the family.
Happy birthday,
from here, there, and around coming into Sheffield this weekend. So that'll be very good. But other than that,
happy birthday,
not much.
Mr. Wright.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dad. Belated birthday. But yeah.
I've just got the World Cup to watch, I think.
Yeah.
I might struggle this year with watching all games. I usually try and watch all games every tournament. But
you're not nocturnal, so.
No. The latest I've stayed up, I've done until 5 in the morning before, which is extreme.
It's not just waiting until 5 in the morning, because that's when it starts. So you've got to wait until 5 and then start paying attention, you know.
Well, there's some games that are like simultaneously, one after the other. So I might have a game at 2 in the morning, then the next one's at 5. Then you might have one at 6 o'clock, then 9 o'clock after. So it's a non-stop grind, as they call it. But that is all for today on the show. Once again, it's gone fast. Been a bit more depleted than last week. Unfortunately, our amazing Chris couldn't be here today, so hopefully we see you soon, Chris, and hopefully you've been listening.
Yeah.
I hope we've done okay and everything. Any feedback would be appreciated.
Yeah, of course.
Before we get into this final song, which is a bit of a sing-along one as well, we are looking for volunteers still around this table. And if you want to get involved, whether that be a presenter or just behind the scenes, generating ideas, anything that you fancy, because Sheffield Live are always welcome to those with bringing new ideas to the table. If you want to get involved, there is information on the website and contact details. But if you want to directly message our producer, Chris, you can at chrisinelli89@gmail.com. Going to get into the final song, but thank you both for being here today and chatting away as normal.
Yeah.
And listen to some good, good music.
We'll see you next week after the big victory, our first victory.
Yeah, as I said, you might get the lowdown. Hopefully nobody's hungover if anyone's going out to watch it. That is a slight concern. But this next song has been adopted by England over the last couple of years. And a few years ago, the man himself who made this song actually sent a personal message to, it was Gareth Southgate managing at the time, who did this. It's taken a while to play, apologies, so I'm just talking a bit longer. And it is the one and only Neil Diamond.
It's one of the few songs that sounds better when sung by a group of drunk blokes and it's exactly out of key. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or out of tune.
Yeah.
But we are going to go into the one and only Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline. Sing along if you wish, and we will see you next week. Goodbye for now.
Ta-ra.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt?